You know, it might seem difficult to give thanks during this difficult time that we are enduring in this year. But that ties into the message today. The message comes from Luke chapter 2, the second chapter of Luke. And it starts at the 15th verse. And it tells, the second chapter tells about the birth of Christ. And it talks about the announcement of that birth to some shepherds. And it tells how those shepherds reacted to the birth of Christ. And they praised Christ. They shared Christ. In spite of all the difficulties that they were having at that time, they still found a reason to give thanks and to praise. So therefore, today's topic is praising the good news. Praising the good news. And again, we're coming from Luke chapter 2, starting at the 15th verse. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to share this, your gospel, with your people, Father. I pray that at this moment we turn away from all other distractions that are surrounding us to hear what thus saith the Lord. I pray, Lord, that you allow me to share this message with clarity, Lord, and the way you have given it to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praising the good news. Think about it. We've had a very, very difficult year so far. You know, we're enduring a pandemic that has altered our lifestyles. We've been overwhelmed by the divide between politics and science in formulating guidelines on how to handle this COVID-19. We've watched the count of those affected grow higher and higher as we mourn with the families who have lost loved ones. We've seen the scab come off of a sore called racism that reared its ugly head and dominated the headlines during this year. We've witnessed the ugly divide in our country that only God can heal. And in spite of this, there is still good news. We participated in a very difficult elections only to see the biggest loser continue to sow seeds of confusion and discord. But yet, there is still good news to share. It seems like every time we watch the news that a certain celebrity or somebody who was notable has passed away from COVID-19, but yet there is still good news. And I want to share just for a few minutes from this passage in Luke chapter 15, chapter 2, starting with the 15th verse. But what has gone on before this 15th verse is that angels came to announce Jesus to some shepherds in the field that were tending to their flock. Tending to their flock. And they told the shepherds in verse 11 of the same chapter, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you that you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And then in verse 15, it says, So it was when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. Now it is so wonderful to see that God made this announcement to some shepherds. Think about it. Think about the status of shepherds during that day and time. They were despised by the good people of the day. Due to their job keeping sheep, they had a hard time observing the ceremonial laws of the temple. They had dirty hands from tending to the sheep. But isn't it interesting that the keeper of the flocks of sheep were chosen instead of the leadership of the land to hear about the birth of our Lord and Savior, and not only hear about it, but to be guided to where they were. Isn't it interesting that this announcement was made to the shepherds instead of the clergy at the time? Could it be, and I wonder, could it be that God chose them to announce is because he knew that they would have a sense of urgency, that they would have a sense of excitement, that they would have a sense of praise. Just thinking, because let's look at what they said in verse 15. Let us go now to Bethlehem. Let us go now. They did not want to wait around for the perfect time to do it. But they said, let us go now. They didn't analyze the weather conditions or the conditions of the route that they must travel. But they said, let us go now. They didn't take time to think about some things they had to tie up at home before they left to see the newborn king. They said, let us go now. You know, sometimes God would choose the least of us because he knows that we will go now. He knows that we don't have the baggage that others have. He knows that we will go now and do what he wants us to do. I want to share with you Isaiah 9, chapter 6, where Isaiah prophesies the coming of the newborn king. And he says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Maybe they knew about this prophecy. So they said, let us go now. Now, it's interesting that when you look at the lifestyle of a shepherd, is they are the ones who protect the sheep. They are the ones who sacrifice their own comfort to make sure that their flock is taken care of. So these were the ones that God chose to send the angels to announce the birth of Christ. And as the topic suggests, praising the good news. To praise, we have to put some effort into it. We have to search for the good news. Sometimes it's difficult finding good news with all that's going on. But if we put our hearts and minds to it, we can find the good news. We like to wallow in the mess, but let us rise up and search for the good news. And let us praise God for the good things that have gone on in our lives. In the 16th verse of Luke chapter 2, it says, now, when they had seen him, now, let me stop there for a second. Not only did they have a sense of urgency, but they took time and effort to seek the newborn babe, the newborn king. And they made haste in verse 16. I skipped over a verse. In verse 16, they made haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. They made haste and they found him. They found him. You know, we spend a lot of time in our life searching for things. Have you ever found that one sock? And you know there's another one just like it. But we spend time trying to find out where the other sock is so we can have matching socks. We can lay our keys down. And we spend time trying to find them, only to find them where we last left them. We spend a lot of time searching for things. You know, it's interesting that due to the virtual of our virtual environment and all the tools we have access to now, it is so much easier to go to a web browser and search for something than it used to be to do something. But we spend a lot of time searching for things. But these shepherds, they searched and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning the child. When they had seen him, and you know, you can't see something unless you search for it. You know, there are some things that are right in front of our eyes. There's good opportunities right in front of us, but sometimes we're so focused on what we want to focus on that we don't see the good things. We don't see the good opportunities before us. We don't see the good news that is there for us. We don't celebrate and praise the good things. Of course, it is human nature to dwell on the bad of situations. But I believe it's also human nature to praise the good news when we hear it. And what better news has there been that Jesus Christ is still King? He is still Lord. Now, when they saw him, what did they do? They proclaim what they had seen. They made widely known the saying which was told to them concerning this child. They made widely known what the angels had told them, that they were bringing good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. They went and told everybody who would listen that there was a baby that had been born. That was Christ the Lord. They proclaimed and broadcast that the newborn King was here. They did that with a sense of urgency. When we have good news in our life, we need to have a sense of urgency and excitement in sharing that good news with everybody. We need to be able to tell everybody about somebody who came to save anyone who came to him. You will find that newborn babe wrapped in swaddling clothes in a manger. You will find it. And you notice that the praise didn't start with the shepherds. The praise started with the angels. After they had told the good news, they knew that they were on to something good. You know, there are times in our life when we hear some good news and we can't wait to tell somebody about the good news. Back in my younger days, you had fewer avenues to tell the good news than we have today. You had to call somebody on the phone, or you had to see somebody in person to tell the good news, or you had to mail them a letter to share the good news. You know, we have so many more advantages today in sharing the good news. Not only can we call somebody, but we don't need to be at home to call somebody about the good news. For we have these phones in our pocketbooks and in our pocket that any time of day we can call somebody, and we know we can connect and share the good news that God has is still king, that the Lord still rules over our lives. We need to encourage each other with the good news of what God has done in our lives and quit dwelling so much on the bad news about our restrictions that we are under right now. For as I can see that we are still here, that God is still allowing us to breathe on this earth. He's still allowing us to wake up, as the old folks say, in our right mind, with our mind fixed on Jesus, praising the good news. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth goodwill, peace towards all men. So they saw Jesus, and they started proclaiming Jesus. And look at the response from all that heard it in verse 18. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. I imagine that they marveled over the fact that the Savior, who had long been prophesied, was now here. I imagine that they marveled that the Savior, which is another word for rescuer, would deliver God's people from their oppression. I believe that they marveled that the angels said, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. They marveled over the fact that God gets the glory for all that is being done in this event. I believe that they marveled that peace would be a result of the coming of the newborn king. The peace that they sought after during their oppressive times under a Roman rule. I believe that they marveled that goodwill was coming towards all men. And that means each and every one of us. It was not just a message for the people of that day, but it is a message for today and forevermore, that there is good news, that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. It is good news about Jesus. That's the reason for the season. That's the reason for the season. And verse 19 says, but Mary, the mother of Jesus, kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Can you imagine Mary, how Mary must have been feeling? First of all, she was a virgin, born with, had a child in her, and the father of the child was the Almighty, and the child was the Savior of all people. I can just imagine the humbleness in her spirit, that in all the women of Israel, she was the mother of the Messiah. She kept all these things and pondered them in her hearts. And I just imagine her just giving thanks to the Lord. Just thank you, God. Thank you, God, for using me as a vessel. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to humbly submit my body for your will. Thank you, Lord, for all you are doing to illustrate and orchestrate everything that is going on. Thank you, Lord, for fulfilling prophecy, for allowing us to move and to go share our taxes, deliver our taxes, and be in the appointed place at the appointed time for the Savior to be born. Thank you, Lord, for orchestrating this in a mighty way. You know, there's a lot of things that we ponder in our hearts. There are a lot of good things that happen to us that we just sit back sometimes and we take for granted, but other times we sit back and say, oh Lord, if it wasn't for you on our side, where would we be right now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then let's look at that last verse in this message, Luke 2, verse 20. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. The shepherds, they sought the Lord, they saw the Lord, they proclaimed the Lord, and now they are praising the presence of the good news. You know, we see a lot of commercials and advertisements where the product does not live up to the advertisement. Have you been there when you went to buy something that was supposed to be so good because of the ad, and you found out that the ad was hyped up? Have you ever seen a commercial for a new popular movie only to discover that all the good parts of the movie were in the commercial? Have you ever ordered something that was supposed to be the end all of everything, only to find out that it did not work for you? You know, sometimes we don't believe the hype until we have experienced it for ourselves. And that's what these shepherds did. They had heard the good news of Jesus Christ being born. They sought the good news. Once they saw the good news, they shared the good news. Because Jesus lived up to everything that the angels told them. Jesus lived up to everything that was prophesied about him from generation to generation. And we now know that he certainly lived up to his mission to sacrifice his life for all of us. So therefore, we have something to praise today. They return, these shepherds return back to their jobs. Think about it. One moment they're tending sheep, and the next moment they're in the presence of the master. And after they proclaim, they go back to their job, but they had an extra pep in their step. They were glorifying and they were praising God for everything that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. And it's interesting as these shepherds, as some people would consider them a lower class, were the ones that God allowed the message to be delivered, allowed them to see the baby Jesus, while the royalty in the land, the location was a mystery. When the leader called all the scientific people, when he called all the astrologers and said, "Help me find out where the Savior is born," it was hidden from the royalty, but it was given to the people. Today, we still praise the good news. We still praise the fact that Jesus is King. We still praise our relationship with Christ. And for many of us, our relationship did not come quickly or easily. For many of us, we have heard about Jesus. We were raised, quite honestly, being drugged to church at times, where we heard about Jesus. But it wasn't until we confessed him for ourselves. It wasn't until we actually sought Jesus for ourselves that we found him. Yes, others can tell us about the good news, but oh, isn't it so much wonderful when we experience the good news for ourselves? When we experience the good news for ourselves, and therefore deep down in our heart, we do have good news. We do realize that even though we are struggling during this year, we are not struggling alone, for we have a constant companion in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are so happy that as we struggle during this year, that we have the constant companion of the Comforter in the form of the Holy Spirit, who is with us every single day, who is watching over us. We praise the good news that when times get really tough, that we have somebody to talk to. As the old folks say, have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about your trouble. We praise the good news that Jesus Christ is still on the throne. We have seen administration over administration topple. We have seen countries crumble, but yet God is still king, and his son Jesus Christ is right beside him, and the Holy Spirit is his presence with us right now. So therefore we have good news. Let us celebrate that during this season, the good news of Jesus Christ as our Lord. If you need a little bit more, keep on reading, for there's a whole lot of good news that came out of the birth of our Savior. But the best news is that he is still saving people. The best news is that he is still available. Even if we are not a believer, there is still time. So we pray that for those who have accepted Christ, that we rejoice in the relationship that we have. And I pray that those who are seeking Christ find him, proclaim him, and praise him. God bless you. And I pray that this message has been inspiring as well as informative, and has been inspiration for all of us to discover more about our relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. God bless you.